The words Zimbabwe and stand-up comedy are not often said in the same sentence. The Southern African country faces big, serious problems like widespread poverty and high unemployment. Zimbabwe also remains under the stubborn rule of a 91-year-old man who is not known for his sense of humor. Robert Mugabe has been in power for 35 years, the only ruler the country has known since becoming independent in 1980. And there's a law in the books that makes it a crime to insult him. Victor Mpofu is Doc Vikela. He's a stand-up comedian in Zimbabwe. I got to ask you, first of all, what is comedy in your country? Because usually the news out of Zimbabwe is not that funny. What makes your audience laugh?
I think it's when we help them laugh at themselves. I think every society has got the edge to laugh at themselves and pointing out the absurd things in what they think is normal.
Where does the joking happen? Are you performing in stand-up clubs or are you performing on the radio? I mean, stand-up comedy's got to be pretty new to Zimbabwe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite new. So we have already established venues where we have set up like comedy nights. And I myself got a comedy club that I run with a co-comedian. We call it Simuka Comedy. So what we do is we have venues that have opened up where we have, in a week, we have one comedy show. So in a month, about four comedy shows that happen every month.
And are people coming out in large numbers? I mean, are you selling out?
Indeed, we are. What's happening is a new kind of thing that people are beginning to enjoy because it talks about things that they want to talk about, but they can't really talk about it.
Like what? So what kind of things can they not talk about that suddenly these subjects open up in a comedy club?
You might be aware that our political environment is and will always be an issue. So you realize that when we make jokes about politics, we are not insulting politics. We are not invoking politics. We are not taking sides. But we are saying, did you think about it? Have you thought about it this way? And then we throw jokes in that light.
Right. So when do you get the laughs? I mean, probably not when you ask the audience, have you thought about it?
Yeah, but when we joke even about politics, about our economy, people laugh harder because they know it's real and they never thought of probably looking at it from that angle.
I think of that one-liner, though, about, you know, Robert Mugabe, and nobody can remember who, if there ever was a president before him, because, right, there wasn't one. And that's a pretty sharp critique of Mugabe and how long he's been in office. I mean, he's a president not known for his sense of humor. How do you get away with it?
I think that question is answering itself because I'm already alive and I'm already doing even shows for government organizations. I think it's where, I don't know, but I can't even explain to myself. I have other jokes, worse jokes than that one, that I don't even know how I'm still alive or what, but I don't think it's as bad as it's portrayed. Because I'm telling you, we as comedians, we are imitating him every day, his voice, at events where they are even government people, and they laugh. So at the end of the day, we are saying, maybe we are now using comedy as a tool to unite people in Zimbabwe, a tool to soften people's minds and hearts. I don't know how to explain that one.
Zimbabwe, it's a country where insulting the president is a crime. You can get up to a year in prison for it. Have you or any of your comedian colleagues run into any problems with the government?
No. Of late, I've never heard of all the current crop of the new comedians who are pushing this revolution of turning comedy into a premium entertainment. We have never been harassed. They actually call us for events because they realize that we are part of Zimbabwe. And if we don't joke about this, who will?
So your stage name, Doc Vikela, where does that come from?
I think it comes from the doctor who blocks stress. I'm a stress reliever, so
right,
to speak.
You take that pretty far, too, because you sometimes dress up as a doctor in a white coat with a stethoscope. so you're taking the doctor metaphor quite literally.
People now know Doc Vikela is a comedy brand, so they want to see the doctor. Every time I take to the stage at dancing and then with my white coat, the first thing that they always say, doctor, like, treat us, give us the relief. So I have to be very strong in dishing out the medication.
Right. It sounds like your career is really growing.
Yeah, it is. I think even foreign markets, I'm beginning to have other places showing interest. It's just a matter of time before the Doc Vikela phenomenon takes Zimbabwean comedy to the world. That's what we always aim for, so that our comedy teaches the world about Zimbabwe.
I mean, Zimbabwe's had this long period of economic decline. How did you get into comedy? I mean, it's not exactly a guaranteed income.
I think I'm one of those young Zimbabweans who have taught themselves to dream. You know, the cheapest thing in life is dreaming. And I've always been a comedian ever since. And then I realized that I've been working in corporate in whatever. And 5 years ago, I said to myself, no, I need to stop. I need to do comedy more. Because if it's thriving out there, we can push it to become a thriving market in Zimbabwe. And I'm telling you right now, we've got about more than 10 comedians who are full-time comedians doing comedy, nothing else.
Doug Vikela, a stand-up comedian in Zimbabwe, but we're going to say goodbye to you using your real name, Victor Mpofu. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome.